A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. For Zion's sake, I will not be silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not be quiet until her vindication shines forth like the dawn and her victory like a burning torch. Nations shall behold your vindication, and all the kings your glory. You shall be called by a name, pronounced by the mouth of the Lord. You shall be glorious, crowned in the hand of the Lord, a royal diadem held by your God. No more shall people call you forsaken or your land desolate, but you shall be called my delight and your land espoused. For the land delights in you and makes your land his spouse. As a young man marries a virgin, your builder shall marry you. And as a bridegroom rejoices in his bride, so shall God rejoice in you. The word of the Lord.
Salvation day by day. Tell among the nations his glory and his wonders among all the peoples.
Proclaim his marvelous deeds to all the nations.
Give the Lord, families of peoples, give the Lord glory and power, give the Lord the glory of his name.
Proclaim his marvelous deeds to all the nations.
Worship the Lord in holy splendor, O tremble before him, all the earth. Say to the nations, the Lord is King. He will judge the peoples in fairness.
Proclaim his marvelous deeds to all the
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, there are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God, who produces all of them in everyone. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. To one is given through the Spirit the expression of wisdom. To another, the expression of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, mighty deeds. To another, prophecy. To another, discernment of spirits. To another, varieties of tongues. To another, interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit produces all of these, distributing them individually to each person as he wishes. The word of the Lord.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Ioannem.
Gloria tibi Domine.
There was a wedding feast in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. When the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, how does this affect me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servers, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone jars there for Jewish ceremonial washings, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told them, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter." So they took it. And when the head waiter tasted the water that had become wine, without knowing where it came from, although the servers who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and then when people have drunk freely, an inferior one. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this at the beginning of his signs in Cana in Galilee, and so revealed his glory. And his disciples begin to believe in him. Verbum Domini. Before I begin, I'd just like to express a little gratitude. The friars returned from our retreat on Friday afternoon. We came back refreshed and rejuvenated. We had a blessed retreat director, Father Hugh Gillespie of the De Montfort Fathers. He was a phenomenal preacher and instructor. So I thank you, our viewers, for your prayers. And I also thank especially our close friend, Father Wade, who generously gives of his time to serve the needs of EWTN and its employees. And so we appreciate your sacrificial ministry here at EWTN, especially in our absence. Thank you, good Father. So now moving on. When we take a look at the gospel, when we read about the life of Jesus, when we take in his words, we can see that throughout his life, the life of love, a life of walking in the glory of the Lord, life of true mercy and truth, now Jesus is experiencing humanity. Jesus shows us what our humanity should be and how to live it to the fullest. And when we look deep into this life, we can see how our spiritual life will be like. And in today's gospel, we learn about how this comes about, how we come to live the life of Jesus. Yes, it's a wedding, but it's much more than a wedding. It's Jesus telling us about our own transformation, a transformation into the glory of the Lord. A receiving of his divinity, of divine life, so that we may live like him and ultimately get to the point, as St. Paul tells us, where it's no longer us that live, but Jesus Christ who lives within us. See, here in this wedding feast, Jesus is invited, the Blessed Virgin, the disciples are there. Everyone appears to be having a great time until the wine runs out. I mean, this could be very humiliating for those who plan the wedding, for the groom. And yet here is the Blessed Virgin interceding. Here she is coming as advocate. And there is Jesus. And Mary, in a way, she's praying. She's telling Jesus what is going on, what needs to be done. And Jesus, of course, responds generously. He gives a command. They bring these jugs of water. Then he turns this water into wine. Well, what does this have to do with us in our own spiritual life? Well, as we understand here in the scriptures, just in a general way, there are many symbolic things, prefigurements, and water has always been understood to represent humanity. Wine has always been understood to represent divinity. So here, they're bringing these stone jars filled with water at a wedding where there is a groom, a bride, a bridegroom, the bride. And here is Jesus transforming water into wine at a wedding. And You know, in this, when we read this in the context of the early chapters of St. John, this is, of course, John chapter 2. After this event, Jesus cleanses the temple. And Jesus there refers himself as a temple, the temple of his body. Later on, St. Paul says about us that we are temples, temples of the Holy Spirit. Well, how do we become temples of the Holy Spirit? Well, when we take a look at John chapter 3, Jesus is having a conversation with a man named Nicodemus. And Jesus tells him that for one to have eternal life, they must be born, reborn by the Spirit, by water and the Spirit. This is baptism. And then as we go further on in that chapter, we hear St. John the Baptist reference Jesus as the bridegroom toward the end. And then in the next chapter, Jesus has a conversation with the Samaritan woman. And there he tells her that rivers of living water will flow in and through her. It's life in the Holy Spirit. And so here in this wedding feast at Cana, Jesus is saying that here he is, the bridegroom, who will turn us, who will give us his own divine life, that he will make us like himself through baptism. And it is in through this baptism where here is a covenant with the Lord, a sacred bond, a union. And of course, you know, this is a transformation. This is a process that comes over time. Which, of course, God still gives us free will. There's still concupiscence in us. You know, in giving us his free will, we decide for ourselves if we are to follow Jesus, if we are to cooperate with his grace, listening to his words, striving to act upon them. And as we do that, we become more like Jesus. And that's why I said at the beginning, we could see the outcome of our spiritual life by studying the life of Jesus. Because as we go forward, we start to see how our life begins to identify with his. And as we do this, this gives us strength. This gives us a great interior joy. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. And then as we grow, become more like the Lord, and receiving the sacraments of confirmation, which are an additional anointing of the Holy Spirit. And in this anointing, we have the grace so that we can live the adult life, the public life of Jesus. So we can go out and be a light into the world of his love, of his truth. And as we do that, we are like a living miracle, radiating the Lord. And so here, like in this wedding feast, okay, yeah, we see that now Jesus has turned the water into wine. It's a powerful miracle, telling us that what will become of us, that the bridegroom, here we are, this transformation, receiving divine life, the glory of the Lord. But yet, there are, like as our retreat director, Father Hugh, pointed out, he says that yes, you know, this is a life of faith here that we are called to live. And we see this faith immediately being exercised in the servants of this chapter. The people who have to go get the jugs of water. Now, it may not make a lot of sense that here, like, hey, let's... we need more wine. I mean, why don't you go maybe down to somebody's vineyard down the street or something? Maybe they've got vats and things like that of wine, storage of wine. But no, Jesus says, fill these stone jars. And so they fill it up. And then they get the water. And they take a cup of this. And it's water. But then, you know, here they are taking it over. I mean, these servants are just doing what they're told to do. But then yet, it's wine when he drinks it. And so here is a great act of faith that these servants here, they become miracle workers through the grace of the Lord. See, and that is what we all are. We're living miracles. God's life, God's love within us. And we need to know that. In the second reading today, St. Paul reminding us of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So, of course, everybody has different gifts. No, but that's part of the manifestation of the Spirit, of the love of the Lord flowing through us, giving us these gifts for the service of other people. So that we can bring the presence of the Lord, so that we can help their own faith. So here in these passages today, the Lord is speaking to each and every one of us, reminding us of how much he loves us, that he gives us his own divine life, that he gives us his glory. And this should give us a firm confidence, you know, a humble confidence that God has given this to me, that he's called me, he's giving me his Spirit so that I may walk in his life and love, so that I may be saved, so that I may have eternity with him. This is all love here. And so in gratitude to God, we pray that we may be always cooperative with the grace of God. We always be surrendering to him so that as we walk, we have a confidence knowing that we have a God that loves us, a God that gives us his own power, his own love, so that we can enjoy life with him now and into eternity. God bless you all.